This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Oh, well, Scoopy. Scoop, we're on.
Where are you, buddy?
Yeah, I know.
You know, huh? All right. Well, yep. We're on, bud. Where are you?
I'm here on the other end of this phone. We were supposed to have some sad music playing taps. Anyways, this is 7-5 Radio. I am Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. How are we doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, pretty good, my man. Pretty good. It's been a long day.
Here's the music.
Well, it kind of died out. Don't hear it.
A lot this week. If you're in your car, pull over, get outside, and pay some respects. Thank God for everything that you do have, and think of those less fortunate. This country's been through a lot. We had a civil war which killed hundreds of thousands of our boys, Spanish flu of over 100 years ago, September 11th, coronavirus, race riots, revolutions, so on and so forth. But what happened this week is an even bigger pill to swallow, and I'm not sure how we're going to do the show. CEC Entertainment Incorporated, the parent company of Chuck E. Cheese, has filed for bankruptcy. 30-plus stores are set to close nationwide. As you may know, Walt, I've been a regular at Chuck E. Cheese for almost a decade, spending thousands of dollars every year. At my local store, I'm such a fixture there, I became good friends and on a first-name basis of the store manager. I even asked for a part-time job, but unfortunately, we could not come to terms to a decent hourly wage. Why did Chuck E. Cheese fail? Well, first, COVID-19 obviously shut the doors to the store. No customers allowed, no customers bringing in money to the stores. No money in the machines. Now, with Chuck E. Cheese, most of the money comes from the video games and the kids trying to get tickets for the stuff on the walls. Secondly, most of the stores were in shopping centers, which they had to continue to pay rent. If you saw the movie The Founder with Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc in McDonald's Story, you know McDonald's had the same problem in its infancy, but Chuck E. Cheese, I guess, never saw the movie. Third, the food at Chuck E. Cheese absolutely sucks. During the coronavirus, Chuck E. Cheese offered carryout, and then they tried to be sneaky and marked or said on the food delivery apps that it was Pasquale Pizza, not Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. Because Pasquale is a character from the Chuck E. Cheese franchise. But it actually failed, and they lost any credibility as a restaurant. Fourth, Chuck E. Cheese had no cash reserves. Chuck E. Cheese pays the employees nothing. It's actually horrendous how little they pay the staff. And the staff that do make money are the ones that work their birthday parties. That's why if you go in your Chuck E. Cheese more than once a month, you'll see that constantly changing faces. And cream of the crop is what they do not get. Finally, marketing. Chuck E. Cheese has one of the worst marketing departments I have ever seen of any company. They give absolutely nothing away. They don't sell anything outside the restaurants. What they do sell inside the restaurants is just absolutely some cheap, overpriced garbage. And then they do absolutely nothing in terms of video games. The last video game was on Nintendo. Nobody buys Nintendo anymore. They do nothing for promotions. They do nothing in terms of buying airtime on kids' networks and so on and so forth. But once America reopens, Chuck E. Cheese will hopefully reopen with a better restaurant, better standing operating procedures, better food quality, better oversight, better everything. Well, what's your opinion of this tragedy in America this week?
Well, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, I haven't been into Chuck E. Cheese in ages and ages and ages. You probably had some of my leftovers recently because that's how bad the food is. God knows what's going to happen, you know, when this nonsense is over. You know, it flip a coin. It's anybody's guess how you know, places like Chuck E. Cheese and are going to recover from this this issue with this corona and all this rioting and nonsense around the world. You know, you mentioned the Spanish flu of 1917, 1918. You know, there was less than half the population of the world back then than there is now. You know, it's just astronomical how many people are involved with this and the businesses that we have compared to 1919. You know, this is something that can cripple the entire world. It's no joke. You know, the coronavirus, you know, I have my own thoughts about it being, you know, as bad or as real as some of these news outlets are saying it is. However, there are over 6 billion people on this planet, and every one of them is affected by it, whether it's true or not, because the world is acting like it's true. It would be politically incorrect to say it's not true. So, you know, even people like me that's on the fence about this corona thing, it's affecting me. But, you know, who am I to say it's not true just because I don't have it or anybody that I know doesn't have it? Or, you know, so it's affecting the entire world. If Chuck E. Cheese comes back, I hope they're sending their management to school. You know, management school or something, you know, like you said, it's just, you know, places like that, you know, can be cash cows. And they are. But people are going to be looking when this clears up. People are going to be looking for new and improved and better instead of the same old crap. And that goes with any business that's just been, you know, trudging around. Just making do with what they got.
All right, well, we're coming to our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about Bubba Wallace, statues, 75 Day, and wherever else we can squeeze in this hour. This is live on June 27th on 75 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches. In wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians, and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. And Sam Bushman, our awesome producer extraordinaire, brought up a good point. Another reason why Chuck E. Cheese closed, because people are allowed to drink, brawl, and cause havoc in the street for nothing. So Chuck E. Cheese had a marker on the whole thing. So anyways, now with the Black Lives Matter and the incident in Minneapolis, Minnesota, people get to do that outside for free. Anyways, next order of business. We have some good news. No members of the law enforcement community were murdered this week. However, a officer from the NYPD took her own life this week. She was having some domestic issues, and we wish her and the NYPD family all the best. Again, if you have something going on, you have problems, your job sucks, the money problems, relationship problems, things of that nature, please get some help. Walter and I are two perfect examples of how you can mess up a career, and we came out of it, and we're still here, and we're not going to go quietly. Next issue, Bubba Wallace. As you know, we are sponsors of the Topless Outlaw Late Model Racing Series. Our good buddy, the not-so-sexy intro, Mike Guerin, is the master of ceremonies over at our unofficial home, I-75 Raceway, off of Interstate 75, obviously. And we have a great working relationship with the racing community, except NASCAR. And if you just came back from Mars, you know that a fake noose, or correction, a non-noose rope that was tied in the shape of with a loop, was found in the driver Bubba Wallace's garage at the Talladega, Alabama Raceway. The president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, was just a total jackass in the whole ordeal. Called Bubba Wallace, who was sitting in his motorhome or camper or whatever it is that he hangs out at, and was told about it, and all of NASCAR just went into a tizzy. The Federal Bureau of Investigation sent 15 special agents to Talladega. The U.S. Attorney for Alabama also got involved, which tells me, you know what, we could solve Hillary's emails, Wienergate, Clintongate, by just telling the FBI a noose was found in Anthony Weiner's laptop. a noose was found with 33,000 emails. When Bill Clinton was in Arizona with Loretta Lynch, he left a noose in her private airplane. So a lot of stuff. But, of course, everybody knew that it was a non-story, except NASCAR and Bubba Wallace. So fast forward to Monday. This past Monday, it was rain out Sunday, and you had every driver, every pet crew, everybody who ever worked for NASCAR walk behind Mr. Wallace in pit row. Mr. Wallace, I believe, started 14th in the race, but he was all emotional. The king himself, Richard Petty, 82 years old, came out, gave support to Mr. Wallace, so on and so forth. So then after he lost the race, he ran out of gas because he can't read the gas gauge in his car. Just kidding. And it found out that it was a rope that was just there since October and no crime was committed because they used that piece of rope or a line, as we say in the Navy, as to lower the garage door. But Bubba Wallace, he's going to play for everything it is worth. He's going to say that it was a noose. It was offensive to him, even though he never saw it. And he knows what he saw, and NASCAR racist, and they need to keep the Confederate flag outside of NASCAR, so on and so forth. So he went on CNN, Don Lemon show. He went on The View with Whoopi Goldberg, old pissy pants herself. He went on the Today show, this, that, and the other thing. And it was just a spectacle. I don't think Mr. Wallace is that bright personally. And I don't think all these social justice warriors from D.C., from New York City, from San Francisco are going to jump in a car, head down to Talladega or Daytona or up to Watkins Glen. Walt, what say you about Bubba?
Well, you know, Bubba was caught in in the proverbial with his pants down, so to speak. He was told about it. He didn't see it. You know, and I don't know. We discussed this earlier today. I was trying to find out who saw it and said it was a noose. And then, that's where it took off from. It was one of his crew. We don't know if his crew member is, the crew member is Anglo or black. And, that's a bad start right there. We don't know who it was. Bubba Wallace, he's not that good of a driver anyway. It's 99.99999 white in NASCAR. Like you said, they all showed their support, when this was hot on the fire and, pushed his car down the road and walked alongside of them and they were all huggy and smoochy. And then the truth came out. They don't have to show that kind of support when they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I understand, he's a brother race car driver. He's in their family. I get that. I do. But nobody waited to see what the truth was, what was going to be, because they all thought the worst. All of them. Every one of them. They got rid of the stars and bars to be flown at any NASCAR race. So right there, they're going to lose a lot of people in the South that are race car fans. There's a lot of people from the North that live in the South now. So, they don't really have a dog in the race. But they're going to lose a lot of fans coming out to see them. And if people want to go out and spend that kind of money to for an event like NASCAR, where they just crapped on you, well, go ahead, dumbass, go ahead, spend your money on people that just crapped on you and your sport. Because they, let me tell you something, I don't know the first thing about NASCAR anymore because it's changed so much since I was a kid. And, just driving around left around, a 5-mile loop or a 2.5-mile loop, that's fine. It's driver against driver, car against car, crew against crew. It's a wonderful competition. I get it. However, politics has no business in sports. And this is what's happening. So now, you know, am I going to be able to wear my Yankee hat around here? Am I going to be able to wear my Yankee hat at a baseball game in Atlanta? You know, am I going to be able to do that? And it looks like people are going to say no. And the first person that tries to knock my hat off, well, one's going to jail and one's going to the hospital. And, you know, it's to the point where if you're not with the movement, you're wrong. And all through history, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're not with it, you're against it. And nobody's allowed to have their own thoughts. Today, with these days, with the orders that are coming from these mayors, you have to wear a mask. You got a Creepy Joe saying that, you know, if he's elected president, he's going to make masks out in public mandatory. You know, it's like living in prison. And I did 6 years. You are always wrong because the people, the powers that be are always right. And it sucks. It sucks.
Like, anyways, Walt, we're just getting started, even though we're halfway through. We are live. It is June 27th. Coming up, we're going to talk about statues and some of the statues that were violated, these losers. Anyways, stay tuned, everybody.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More federal problems with virus restrictions. A federal judge is blocking New York City and state from enforcing some of its coronavirus restrictions. Details now from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
The judge blocked New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from enforcing limits they issued restricting the size of outdoor religious gatherings. The judge ruled de Blasio and Cuomo can't encourage people to take to the streets to protest racial inequality while restricting outdoor religious gatherings. The judge said the mayor and governor gave preferential treatment to thousands of protesters marching in close quarters in the streets violating social distancing rules while aggressively enforcing limitations on religious gatherings. The suit was brought by Catholic priests from upstate and Orthodox Jewish leaders in the city. They accused the governor and the mayor of an abuse of power in shuttering houses of worship while supporting mass protests. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are live. It is 22:33 on Saturday, June 27th, 2020. Next, we want to talk about statues. You know, you have statues, Confederate veterans, Teddy Roosevelt, Christopher Columbus, Nathan Bedford Forrest, and even Stevie Ray Vaughan, guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. The statues are being removed, defaced, planned to be removed at the cost of taxpayer, vandalized, including Stevie Ray Vaughan, who never hurt anybody. And in fact, he did a special back in the early 80s with guitar legend Albert King. But anyways, these mobs of people are ripping these statues down. Now, President Trump signed an executive order stating that anybody defacing statues, federal statues, on federal property are subject to arrest and up to 10 years in jail. In the District of Columbia, he had U.S. Marshals out in force to protect these statues. Is it good use of resources? Probably not, but is it a way to tell these people to cease and desist? Yeah. But if you look at these so-called heroes of these losers, they're all failures, such as Marx, Lenin, Stalin, Chairman Mao, Fidel Castro, Kim Jong-un, Che Guevara, MLK. They're all failures. I mean, Marxism / communism failed. Mao Zedong murdered millions of people, and then they got the Chinese communists. They practiced crony capitalism, and copyright laws mean nothing to them. Karl Marx, we all know, was a lazy grifter. Martin Luther King was a whoremonger. Cuba was a failure. Cuba was such a failure, the day of Fidel Castro's funeral, the jeep that's carrying the casket of Fidel Castro literally broke down. Nobody's putting up statues of Barack Obama, Bill Ayers, or George Soros yet. And since the left can't get their stuff together and petition the government for a statue, or they can't get the money to buy a statue, they want to destroy it. That people paid for, built, admire, so on and so forth. And unfortunately, our big cities are led by Democrats such as Bill de Blasio in New York and Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. And the good old days of Frank Rizzo and old man Richard Daley, who are also Democrats, are gone. These people get a free pass by the radicals, but notice none of these people are going to the suburbs. Now, they're not coming across the Potomac River in Virginia. They're not going to certainly not going to the suburbs of, say, Dallas or Miami or Columbus or Cleveland, because they all have open carry laws, and we're just waiting for them. But my question is, what do these people? Do these people even have jobs? Because, you know, it seems like all day, every day, they're out in the middle of the street yelling Black Lives Matter, tear statues down. You got one genius, and this is true. Our buddy Black Rosebud put this on a very, very good clip. Some idiot at the Andrew Jackson statue in D.C. said that Jackson was a Confederate soldier. The problem was Jackson died in 1845, almost 20 years before the Civil War. So, I'm not making this up. And I mean these people are total losers. They're mad because all the statues of people who actually done something for themselves. They want to honor Confederate veterans. They want to honor Stevie Ray Vaughan, but you know Teddy Roosevelt, who. Much better president than his cousin FDR. He's no good. Abraham Lincoln, who so-called freed the slaves, is no good. So on and so forth. But these people are just losers, and I'm sick and tired of losers. And guess what? All the working people are just waiting for them as soon as they cross the border into the suburbs. Well, what say you about these wonderful people that you're not going to see in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, again, when we talked earlier, a statue is a representation. To me, it's an inanimate object. You know, I'll walk by Abraham Lincoln's statue and say, oh, yeah, all right, that's Abraham Lincoln. And I'll keep moving. You know, I'm not going to stand there and dwell in the moment of what he did. I already know what he did. You know, there's no law in the world where somebody, you know, has to stop and, like, pay homage, you know, to an object like that. However, it does not give the right to anybody to go ahead and destroy it because they just want to destroy it. Their interpretation of Abraham Lincoln standing over in the statue, standing over an African American, stands for rise, you know, my brother, take those chains off, you're free. That's what that statue represents. But you got some dumbass knucklehead standing in front of it outside the fence now, because it's all fenced in now, standing outside in front of it, saying the direct opposite. That's Abraham Lincoln keeping the black man down. That's Abraham Lincoln making the black man kneel in front of him. You know, and people are so wound up. They want to be part of something that's violent without getting in trouble, and they go along with it. So they can't get to Abraham Lincoln. They run down the street, like I said, they pull down Andrew Jackson, and then complain and then say that he was a Confederate soldier and, you know, wanted, you know, slaves. And like I said, the guy died 20 years before Abraham Lincoln was shot. You know, the idiocy, you know, how can you just believe because some other guy must be smarter than you? It's like cheating on a test in high school, you know? The idiot that's cheating, what makes you think that the guy that you're cheating from has the correct answers? You know, you're better off going and doing your own thing and thinking. This way you'll know if you got anything right or wrong, you know, of your own knowledge. You know, I just don't understand why people like this are free to roam the streets when I go to Ace Hardware today and everybody's wearing a freaking mask. You know? And you're right. They ain't coming this way. They're not coming this way to the Southern Tennessee border. That's for sure. There's still too many people around here that are really still fighting the Civil War. And that's fine. That's in their own mind. That's in their own game. But they're not running up and down the street, you know, with horses and you know, shooting at each other. But if you come, you will be greeted. You know, and not like a Walmart greeter either, that's for sure. they will not ask you, how are you today, sir? They will not ask you. They will shoot first. So once these people are out, do we start another civil war? Scoop, what do you think? We start a civil war? You know, a racial war, you know. All right, let's get down to it. We got scuds and we got jets and we got all kinds of things. Let's bring it on, you know.
Right.
But, you know, my
thing is that, you know, we're going to have, if we did have a civil war, say, I guess, like black versus white, you have all these snowflakes in the big cities that will turn and shoot us right in the back, number one. My thing is I want to go, you know, if you look on our website, 75radio.org, O-R-G, you'll see I want to move somewhere out of the country. And, you know, I'm just sick and tired of everything. I'm sick and tired. I went to Target today, and they had all this stuff for gay pride. You know, if you're gay, that's your business. And in fact, when the Pulse nightclub shooting happened, there's only one show, and I mean one show, that talked about and said that these people had a right to do what they want. And that was the political cesspool. And, you know, and trust me, we said some things that, you know, we don't agree with the gay lifestyle, but guess what? We defend their right to just be who they want to be. But I go in a store with my kids and it's right there. I'm going to one of my other jobs, and by the Arlington County Courthouse, they're flying the rainbow flag. And if this year we had the, gay pride parade, you see police cars in the rainbow colors, which is absolutely disgusting. I mean, if you're gay, fine, that's your business, not mine. And, you know, like right. Andrew Rilko says, my free, your free, freedom to be you is also freedom for me to be free from you. But I just want to move somewhere where I don't, that's not in my face. You know, stuff like that's not in my face, where my tax money is going for something other than, you know, the spend, find out if, why lesbians are fat, that, you know, we have the right to carry a gun, that we can support, you know, we can do what we want to do. The nanny state's not coming after us for masks. I just want to move. But anyways, coming up, we're going to talk about 75 days. Ron Jeremy got himself in a little bit of trouble, and whatever else is on our mind. Stay tuned, everybody.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. If you go on James's Twitter page, his celebration beverage is not Old Number 7 brand, which is very disappointing since he is up from the volunteer state. But anyways, real quick, this is the you're not going to believe this section. Adult film superstar, there ever was one, Ron Jeremy has been arrested for three counts of rape, one count of sexual assault, and now there's many other so-called victims coming out against Jeremy. Now, anybody that's seen Mr. Jeremy's body of work knows that he's been involved in the adult film industry for decades, since the 70s, I guess, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, like almost like 50 years in porn. And he's going around just sexually assaulting people. I mean, he's 67 years old. I mean, people, I mean, he's up there with people like John Holmes. I mean, women would probably just say they want to, they were with Ron Jeremy and just, you know, and then let Jeremy have their way. But this is really perplexing because, I mean, even with his celebrity status as a D-list celebrity like Kathy Griffin. Well, Kathy Griffin's a Z-list celebrity, but for him, even, you know, his somewhat celebrity nature, for him just going around raping women just really just boggles the mind. Walt, you got any comments about Mr. Jeremy?
Well, not so much about him. It's the Me Too thing that bothers me. You know, they believe that Professor Ford, during those hearings, where he was looked up to. Then you have, you know, Bill Cosby. Okay, he's in jail. All right. Then you have Creepy Joe, and some ladies are making allegations against Creepy Joe. And the coronavirus pops up. But nobody believed the ladies with Creepy Joe. Now you have Ron Jeremy, and now they're believed. So it's a pick and choose. You know, it's a pick and choose. Obviously, there was some kind of investigation, because if you're going to be arrested, there has to be some kind of an investigation. There was no investigation. It's the Me Too movement that bothers me. That depending on who you are, that's when you believe the accuser or not. That's what I don't like. And then of course, we all know, you know. Well, I think anyway, you know, Creepy Joe's a puppet. God forbid he gets elected. You know, depending on who he picks for his vice president, whoever he picks for vice president, if Creepy Joe's elected, come next February 1st, that vice president will be president, because Creepy Joe's going to have to resign because of his health and his dumbass remarks that he made. And he said the other night, was it 120 million died from the coronavirus here in the States? It, you know, 120,000, unfortunately, but it's not 120 million. You know, it just keeps getting better and better and better. Anyway, you know, too bad for Ron Jeremy. I don't think he's got any money for any of these people to get. He looks like hell. But then again, you know, if you got laid that many times in 50 years, you probably look like hell too.
Right. He is 67 years old. So those 167, look, you know, that's what you look like when you get to 67. He really looks about 87. But anyways, we might keep you updated. I just want to throw it out there. Yeah, but whatever happened to the allegations against Joe Biden? But
the coronavirus popped up.
Yep.
And then when coronavirus started to go down, then we had the riots. Now we're trying to take control of the riots, and then the coronavirus is back. Now we got them both.
Yep. So and maybe Ron Jeremy voted for Trump in 2016, but anyways, Walt. Finally, guess what date is coming up around the corner?
July 5th means something to us, doesn't it?
Yes, you would be correct. Next Sunday is July 5th. Next Saturday is July 4th. We're going to take the week off, celebrate what's left of our American independence. But, take it from here. Why is July 5th so important to us?
Well, you know, when you write down, months, and dates, it's, you know, they're numbers. So July 5th just happens to represent the seventh month and the fifth day, so which is 7/5. A year ago, we popped up with this idea, and we got quite a bit of good feedback. Just want people to post up anything that has something to do with 7/5. It could be a number, a football jersey, a baseball jersey, a highway sign, painted on your forehead, get a tattoo of it. You know, take a picture of it and post it on July 5th. You can either post it to my page, Scoop's page, just page it to us, and we'll see it. And I'm throwing in the most extreme. Now, Scoop and I will discuss this, you know, the week after July 5th. The most extreme, the most original 7-5 post, I'm going to send him a T-shirt. I'm going to send him one of my T-shirts. And wow. I think that'll, you know, what the hell? What do you got to lose? Last year, we had a good turnout. We had a lot of photographs. We had a lot of pictures. We had people writing on their arms with Sharpies. We had one fella that was in Miami on vacation. He drew 7-5 in the wet sand at the shoreline. You know, we just have fun with it. I mean, just have fun with it.
Yeah, you know, even Mikey Dowd participated in posted a picture of one of his shirts.
Right. And, you know, it's anything you want to do, make a comment about the 7-5, the documentary, you know, just want to have fun with it. It's 7-5 day. You know, Pi has March 14th, Weed has April 20th, you know, and so on and so forth. So it's 7-5 day, period. I claim it as 7-5.
Right. Also, another big significant event about July 5th was that the Doors had their iconic concert at the Hollywood Bowl, in which the Rolling Stones were their guest of honor, was played on that day. So it's, you know, it was one of the best concerts ever. So anyways, if you go to the website, 75radio.org, you click the links to my Twitter, Walt's Twitter, our Facebook page, or we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We stay on those two formats, Twitter and Facebook, because the most popular format. Because if we go on Gab, we go on Parler, we go on outside of an Instagram page, but I just look at the checks on that page. But if we do everything, we don't have enough. I mean, we hardly have enough time to do anything else, including raise our families. But yeah, we had a blast last year. You know, ladies, we encourage you to, you know, go out there and do some great things. Guys, keep it PG, please, guys. But anyways,
we're not talking 7.5. We're not talking 7.5. It's 7.5.
Right. For some of you, it's a 7.5 centimeters for those of you in metric system. Oh, one other point. I asked Mike Garron, is like, what's been the response of the Confederate flag at 7-5 Raceway? And he posted a picture of a car with the Confederate flag painted on it, with the stars and stripes flying in the background. So that's why we love outlaw racing, because again, these are real Southerners, real people. But back to 7-5 day, just, you know, show us what you got, and because I mean we're growing by leaps and bounds. Also, please check us out on the website, 75radio.org. You can leave a comment. We want to hear from you. Check our Facebook page, 75 Movie, or the 7. Well, what's our Facebook page?
7, just look
up Peter Scoop Stan or Walter Yerkew on Facebook, and you'll see the page. Mike Garron, he's all over with the racing, and we just, you know, if I post on Facebook, it's just going to be on the 7-5 page, because we wouldn't be here without our fans, and your fans are out there. In fact, when I found out we have a fan in Washington, D.C., which shocked the hell out of me, but I'm going to meet him tomorrow for drinks at a local establishment in the District of Columbia. Hopefully it won't be closed for coronavirus, or we don't have to sit in the street to enjoy an adult beverage. Well, what do we got? We got left for last 30 seconds.
The Facebook 7-5 Facebook is the 7-5/7-5 Radio News and Updates. So that's the Facebook.
Right. And remember, July 4th, we will not do a show. We're going to have a best of. We're going to pick a best of. It'll probably be just a show with just me. Just kidding. But anyways, check us out, 75radio.org. Please tell everybody, call your local affiliates, tell them to carry 75 Radio. For Walt, Scoop Stan, remember, we are the real media. Have a good week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.